Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we're going to lead this week off this pre-election show with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Ho, ho, ho. Oh, that's Christmas. I guess it would be boo for Halloween. Yeah, there were some really unpleasant trick-or-treat surprises in Chicago.
Yes.
Okay, the normal week, they had 32 people shot and wounded. Average bad to bad week, five people, an additional, were shot and killed. The total is now over 3,100 people shot and this year by the drug gangs who run Lori Lightfoot Chicago. That's still better than what happened on Halloween. There was a relative had died. They were having a prayer vigil. And somebody came by and shot into the crowd. 10 people in one family were wounded. Chicago's out of control.
Yeah.
A separate incident, a murderer was caught on camera killing his ex or his girlfriend's ex-boyfriend. That was last year. This year, he shot at his ex-girlfriend's house and killed someone inside. Okay, two murders on this guy. Only then did the police bother to take the murderer off the streets of Chicago. No wonder it's so violent. Now, since last week, Baltimore had 8 more people shot to death. That brings their total up to 254. And I have to bring that up because both Chicago, Illinois, and Baltimore, Maryland, I don't call them this, they call themselves one of the cities with the strictest gun control laws. The politicians in those cities say that it isn't their fault. Guns come from other places where there isn't crime. And then, of course, the gangs in Chicago and Baltimore cause violence and hurt innocent people. Did you see the other story about how, see, I'm not sure who's really at fault here. Was it Army CID or the FBI?
On.
Here we go. Well, okay. When deployments in the military were just at crazy levels, the Army offered incentives if recruiters could sign up more soldiers. Well, evidently the payments got fouled up. Well, I signed him up, yeah, but he didn't make it through boot camp, blah, blah, blah. So you don't get your full payment.
You're talking about that referral program they had that caught a bunch of service members in a net.
Yes. Yeah. It turns out more than half of the 900 cases reviewed to date by Army CID, that's Criminal Investigations Division.
Right.
They had to go back and say, oh, yeah, you know how we told the FBI that you shouldn't have a security clearance and you shouldn't be able to have firearms? Our bad. We were wrong.
Yeah, that was a CID thing.
Yeah. Well, the director of CID finally said that they've got almost 2,000 cases that they want to resolve before the end of the year. Yeah, that would be extraordinary for you to wrap that up in the last, 1,000 cases a month when you dragged out 900 cases over the previous year. The thought that we're going to depend on our safety because government bureaucrats give us a blue check mark, I don't think that's going to work out.
Well, I mean, CID, that was really something they should never have been involved in the first place. CID is, that was an Army program.
Right.
CID investigates, or at least they did when I was in, because I had a friend who was a CID guy. And they have an extraordinary amount of power. A sergeant in CID can walk up to a colonel and just cuss him out and take him into custody. And military courtesy just goes right out the window with that. Once you're accused, once CID accuses you. But most of the time it has to do with a crime.
Well, the crime here, the claimed crime was embezzlement. Hi, you filed paperwork that said we owe you money for the extra recruits you turned in, but we didn't make the corrections for how many recruits actually showed up for boot camp and then made it through boot camp and their performance when they were there. Okay, this is an accounting problem. Why were charges pressed so quickly? And then before the cases were adjudicated, why were people reported to the FBI as being, you know, guilty of felony fraud, and then they would have their firearms rights removed? That's crazy.
Well, in the military, once something gets into your record, now you're going to have to get it out of there. At least it was, like I said, back in the 80s. Once something gets in your record, in order to get it removed from your record, you have to be a yoga master. A bureaucratic yoga master. You have to be able to move around and do things and get things done. And see, the problem with that is they're not going to give you, there's no obligation in the military for them to give you the time to do this.
Right, because you have a day job.
Well, yes, and the military is the way it actually operates is very socialistic. You know, you don't, the Constitution and a whole bunch of things don't really apply to you. Military posts are referred to as reservations. And they reserve a lot of things to their authority. And, you know, I love it when there's a rampage killing on a military reservation. They're like, well, this happened when there's guns all over the place in the military. Except the guns that are in place in the military are in an arms room secured and tended to by a guard that they call the armorer. So,
and to my way of thinking, since so many families are held on base, or in some cases just off base housing, those families with military members are often disarmed, essentially, I'm going to call it, through company policy. To me, that seems criminal.
Well, you can have. Fortunately, you can keep your weapon at home. You can keep your weapon at home. Can't carry it. If you do carry it, it has to be cased. Once you get off post, you can, you know, have it dangling around your neck, depending on local policy. But when you come into post, and I don't even know how that would work now, because, like, the closest military unit to me is Fort Jackson.
Uh-huh.
And all of the gates that we used to use to get on Fort Jackson back in the 80s are closed now. So you have to go through one central gate. And that central gate means that you, I don't even know if they're going to search your car. I've always wanted to go back on post and just try to find my old place, but I'm pretty sure it's been leveled by now. But, the military's an interesting set of circumstances when it comes to rights. But
so is New York.
It is coming up on the first break, and I'm going to let Mr. Morris tell you where to find him.
I host the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast, 20 minutes once a week, and I co-host on the Polite Society podcast. My gosh, do we run long? My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. 2,000 articles, posted a couple last week. From there, my writing is often picked up at MLN, Shooting Sports News.
All over the place. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Thank you. Webster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Youngevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, and we are talking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon.
Tomorrow.
Back again.
Yeah. Tomorrow is an election, Bill. I haven't gone to the polls. I'll do it tomorrow. But everything seems to be related to the election these days. In New York, there was a tourist, someone from out of town. She's running along the waterfront, passes a park. A man grabs her, chokes her unconscious, rapes her, and robs her.
her attacker was a repeat offender. He'd been charged with rape before. He was out without bail. New York Governor Kathy Hochul said that tomorrow's election shouldn't be about crime because New York is so safe. This rapist was caught, fortunately. The rape victim is still in the hospital because her attacker broke bones in her neck. The surgeons have to make sure that's stabilized so that she's not paralyzed when she leaves the hospital.
See, Adams and Hochul get to play this little game, this little stat game, right?
Yeah.
Right now, out of the 30 top homicide cities as of June 2022, 27 of them are democratically run. Now, New York, which comes in 30th in homicide per 100,000, still comes in third nationwide as far as raw numbers of people killed. But because of their population in New York, it's like 2.4 per 100,000 as of June.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Hochul, she's making out like this is some conspiracy and everything, but, I mean, the numbers don't lie. It breaks down to Chicago, Philadelphia, and New York. Those are the big three, and they're all run by Democrats.
And they are all media centers. So when there's a horrific crime, it's not like something happened in, Nowhereville. Of course, those crimes are covered. And those police departments, I was trying to remember how many tens of thousands of officers there are on the New York City PD. It's immense.
Yeah.
What I haven't read, Bill, is how big is their prosecutor's office? Evidently not big enough.
You talking about that?
Yeah.
Mr. Bragg's office?
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't have to be because he decriminalized a whole bunch of stuff.
That's well, and then therein lies the problem.
Yeah.
Speaking still about New York, at least one federal judge read the Bruin decision and took it seriously. He made the decision 2 weeks ago, and then there were some machinations, said, yeah, no, the case isn't ready yet. This time, a district court judge in Buffalo issued a preliminary injunction that was sought by a Niagara Falls pastor and another minister. And that blocked the enforcement in New York's Concealed Carry Improvement Act. The particular provision were the parts that barred individuals from bringing firearms into places of worship. Look, this pastor had been armed for decades. And all of a sudden the law said, no, I know it's your place of where you work, but no, we just changed the rules. Now, this is a temporary restraining order, so it's all going to get argued again in court. What's sort of frustrating to me is that justice in New York State is a little bit like food in the Soviet Union. Not everybody gets some. Synagogues that appealed the same law in the New York City area were ignored by the courts. They just say, yeah, we'll get to it. Now, what's interesting is within a few hours of this judge's ruling on Thursday, the FBI was warning synagogues across the river in New Jersey that they should take particular caution because of potential threats. Honest citizens in those synagogues and the ones in the New York City area are disarmed because of state law. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, but a lot of them are disregarding that. A lot of them are disregarding that. And I know it's about the suits that are being brought against them. And I just wonder how many times they can revise their attempt to keep people from being armed in New York, how many different ways they can write it. Because they could possibly, I don't know. It really depends on how things work. But the Supreme Court is still in session, and they've got these lawsuits and injunctions all these other things working against these laws. I could see it making it there again sometime this year if we were lucky. Which would mean New York was before the court twice in 1 year for the same thing.
Which is extraordinary. What's probably true in this law is they'll say that if any portion of it is found to be unconstitutional, okay, we'll give up that part, but we want to enforce the rest of it, which means you have to take it clause by clause and strip it until we get it, force the state to obey the U.S. Constitution. There is an advantage in that. In this, and the Second Amendment is an the Second Amendment Foundation is an expert at this. They go, here's a ridiculous part of this law. Okay, we're going to go find a sympathetic plaintiff, and we're going to win that case. Great. Now we're going to take the next bite. So they're slicing the onion or the bologna the same way. I guess it would be Taylor smoked ham if it's New Jersey. They're slicing our freedoms to get them back the same way they were removed, slice at a time. Going not very far away, in fact, contiguous border, the Pennsylvania legislature had a prohibition on what they called switchblades. Technically, they're called automatic knives.
Right.
That means there are only four states that still outlaw them. Those states are Washington, Minnesota, Hawaii, and New Mexico. All are governed by Democrats. The Pennsylvania law, though, was astounding in its depth. It said, oh, you can't repair these knives, sell them, deal, use, or possess, quote, offensive weapons. Those include a whole brass knuckles, sandbags, blackjacks. Oddly enough, they also include tasers. So it's okay for a policeman to have a stun gun, but not for you? At least they got the automatic knives off the list. It took a decade of advocacy by the group Knife Rights. Thank you, Doug Ritter.
Tell everybody how to find you before we take this pause, please, sir.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up at MLN Shooting Sports News. I write the Armed Citizens column at MLN as well. Somehow, in all that, Bill and I find something to talk about.
Indeed. That's because there's so much to discuss. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Department of Justice will deploy election monitors to dozens of states for Tuesday's midterm elections. Personnel from the DOJ's Civil Rights Division and the U.S. Attorney's offices will monitor polls in 64 jurisdictions in 24 states to ensure compliance with federal voting rights laws. A huge lottery jackpot could make someone the next billionaire.
The Powerball jackpot for Monday night's drawing is at a level never seen before, $1.9 billion. This after no one won the top prize in Saturday's drawing. There were numerous smaller prize-winning tickets sold in multiple states. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Huge crowds gathered in downtown Houston for today's parade, honoring the World Series champion Houston Astros. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We're speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Where would you like to go now, sir?
I want to go to Wisconsin, because although the Supreme Court has given us lots of common sense, it's still in short supply. A Wisconsin judge ruled that the civil trial against Kyle Rittenhouse can go forward. In this lawsuit, the father of one of the men who attacked Rittenhouse claims that his son, no, he wasn't an attacker. He was really a hero. He wasn't trying to hit Rittenhouse in the head with a skateboard. He was trying to disarm Rittenhouse. And because Rittenhouse looked like a, an active shooter.
Oh.
Except that Rittenhouse hadn't shot anybody when he was attacked.
An active shooter in the middle of a riot.
So just like in the criminal trial, that claims that the attacker were good Samaritans. Prosecutors during his criminal trial couldn't substantiate any of that with evidence, with witness statements, or with victim testimony. The description of events is a fantasy when compared to all the video evidence that's been presented at this trial. I think he's dialing for dollars, and since Rittenhouse may now have some assets, he hopes that there'll be an out-of-court settlement, and he'll be a rich man.
Well, I would think so, but we'll see. We would see. With those kind of things where they get out there, and the civil trial is allowed to go ahead after the criminal trial has been found to, you know, he was adjudicated. Was he found to have acted? Was he found guilty of anything?
No.
So, but that doesn't stop them, because now we want money he doesn't have because he's a kid. Right.
Well, I think they want to attach his future income, where he might eventually get payouts from media outlets because they maligned him during his trial.
Sure.
I guess technically the term is slander, right?
Right.
Okay. There's another. Oh, I wish. Judges drive me crazy. The cities of in Ohio, both Columbus and Cincinnati sued the state because there's a provision in Ohio law that says, no,
We have Second Amendment preemption laws. You guys can't make up your own laws? Well, two things. In that law, it allows for financial damages if plaintiffs sue municipalities over local gun control ordinances that violate state law. Well, okay. Finally, these two cities found some judge who would listen, and the excuse was that state law violates the city's home rule powers. Man, we're getting in the legal weeds. It took a judge 3 years to come up with a ruling. Now, all his ruling said is, yeah, this lawsuit can go forward. I don't give it much hope, but yeah. And until we have a resolution in the lawsuit, there's an injunction on the law that allows firearm preemption and restitution. What I'm not sure of is if that is a statewide preemption or just applying in the cities of Columbus and Cincinnati. I'm going to talk to Dean Reich. He's with Buckeye Firearms tonight. By tomorrow, I should know more.
Right. Yeah, one thing about this, when they allow these things to go forward, that's sort of malfeasance, because if they know that it doesn't have any chance, but they allow it to go forward anyway, that means the respondent still has to lawyer up, which costs money, even though the likelihood of them winning is apparently deemed not likely. They still have to go through all of that and go through all that expense. And that, to me, is just sort of messed up.
Yeah, particularly since it's not like the state attorney general is suing the cities. It's typically a different plaintiff. Now, if it were state on state, you're right. These cities are often going, we have more lawyers than you do. Go ahead and try and sue us.
Right.
Now, speaking of justice moving slowly, the now former sheriff of Santa Clara County was convicted on 6 counts of corruption and willful misconduct. That was Thursday. She already said she's not going to run for reelection. Now, those charges can be used to remove Sheriff Lori Smith from office. And the reason is kind of odd. Sheriffs were supposed to be elected. In theory, I think it was only a medical examiner that could remove them from office, saying, you're wounded, you're crazy, you can't make good judgments, because they didn't want politics to interfere with a sheriff doing their duty. Sheriff Smith brought politics into her office just fine all by herself. The issue centers around the fact that people who donated huge amounts of money could get a carry permit. They had some defense lawyers who said, here, I'm what do they call a lawyer typically? And not an agent of the court, an officer of the court. And here's documented evidence where people threatened my life. I need a permit. And the judge said, yeah, we're busy looking at it. Nah, can't get to it this year.
Yeah, they are. They tried to get her to, she tried to resign so they could not remove her from office.
Mm-hmm.
And then her lawyer wanted them to drop the charges because it was a moot point. They were going to say it was a moot point because she was no longer in office. And the judge would not allow that.
And I think, besides wanting to hear the verdict in the case, there's also an impact on Smith's pension if she's removed from office that way.
Well, I would hope so. I do not think she should have a golden parachute where she is allowed to sit back and go, oh, okay, well, I didn't get to finish out as a sheriff, but hey, I get this groovy pension and I'll just be able to spend my days going to the coffee shops.
Right. With a permit.
Yeah.
Isn't that now interesting? How hard would we have to sue her so she's no longer covered by the Law Enforcement Act that lets retired cops carry a gun?
Ooh.
Anyway.
Well, I mean, when you're sheriff, because sheriff is an elected office.
Yep.
Does a sheriff get certified as a police officer if they were not certified as a police officer prior?
Oh, interesting. I'm sure she was at one point a sworn officer. Yeah, does that? I don't know. That's a fascinating question, Bill.
Well, I mean, I just wonder about that because sheriffs, while some people do come from the ranks and run to be sheriff, other
right.
people come from no law enforcement background whatsoever because, like right now, I would expect to see a lot of sheriffs in bad areas get replaced by tough-on-crime sheriffs.
Right.
That doesn't mean that they have to come from law enforcement in order to do it. They could just be, you know, they could be a reverend or me or anybody that gets out there and says, you know, this is not the way the law enforcement is supposed to work. And the other thing, you know, like in California, we could, you know, you and I could go back to California and go, we do not believe in our decision making when it comes to your rights. Your rights are in stone. We're here to enforce those, not to interpret them. We'd be elected in a landslide.
I hope. I hope.
Hold on there. We're coming up on the break. Sorry. I got off on the tangent. Tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up and carried at Ammo Land Shooting Sports News. Thank you, Bill.
Hey, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. you can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load, talking to Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. I want to ask you about an article that you wrote that, I saw simply because I have thought about this and I've wondered about it. And apparently now you've gone and found out. You've got an article that is being reprinted in a few places, I think, where you talk about what do Democrat gun owners think about the Democrat candidates pushing gun control.
Right, right.
What did you find? I mean, what's the difference? What's the difference between me and a Democrat gun owner besides the way we vote?
I think it's who you listen to and what you consider as evidence. Bill, you have the assumption that your neighbors should be armed. I think most Democrat gun owners have some fine print after that assumption. Oh, yeah, I should be armed, but, yeah, maybe what's going to happen after there's gun control. But, see, I was a party loyalist, so won't I get an exception? And I kind of went through the candidates state by state.
Yeah.
Democrat Senator Mark Kelly, what do you call him, Spaceman Kelly?
Spaceman.
Said it's words I can't say on your show, nuts, to not pass more gun control laws. That was after the murders at a grocery store in New York and at a school in Texas. What's just striking is that Kelly didn't say anything about those being gun-free zones, places where ordinary citizens, honest people with guns, are disarmed because of the law. Now, Kelly said the police should be armed, but not us. And then he didn't say anything when hundreds of police officers stood outside an unlocked classroom door in Uvalde, Texas, while students were being murdered inside. What's also odd is he goes, yeah, we need to take ARs away from people. He didn't say anything about the fact that we use modern rifles about 100,000 times a year in armed defense. I wonder why.
Well, he's not going to. I mean, he's right up there. He's basically a office holding any gun. Any gun advocate. Although he's been strange, he's been very quiet his first time around because, you know, he wants to get reelected this next time around. And he thought, and everybody else thought that this would be his one thing that would do it. Except being a senator is a little more complex than that. You've got a bunch of, especially in Arizona, where they're right there on the border.
Yes.
Yeah, they got a lot of things that being a leftist is probably going to cost you in the long run when things go sideways, which they always go sideways, when you are a Democrat and you get to do things the way you want to. So,
being an anti-gun Democrat in Arizona, yeah, no wonder he keeps a low profile.
Yeah. He got elected, though, somehow.
Well, so did Senator Ralph Warnock in Georgia. He voted to ban modern rifles. And the great news is there weren't enough votes to support that motion. Now, what's crazy is the bill he supported would fund cameras in schools, but money couldn't be spent to put more school resource officers or armed school staff on campus.
Right.
Senator Warnock wants armed security for him and his family, but not for our children. Now, it's no surprise that he got a strong endorsement, close quote, by the Giffords Gun Control Organization, and I bet he got millions in donations from them, too.
He probably did. The only thing about that is when I sit there and I think about this, I just wonder, you know, with Giffords, for example, I'm sure there's
right.
lots of people that say, I love Giffords, they're great, they're this, they're that, the other. How many paying members are members of the Giffords Foundation?
We don't know. We don't know. Just, you know, it's so like that. Now, here's what's interesting. Because of campaign finance laws, this is left field, I swear it's related. The constitutional amendment in Oregon, over half the money to fund it was put in by five wealthy donors.
Yeah, yeah. Out of state.
Yeah. So Oregon seems to be anything but independent-minded. Now, they probably don't see themselves that way, but I got to look at the evidence.
Well, I mean, I'm sure they don't see themselves that way, but Oregon is they're on the precipice. They're wanting to do the same kind of things that they have done in New York. And in Chicago, they're about to do the same kind of things. And Chicago, a lot of politicians in Chicago are worried about them going that way. So these blue states, if I didn't know better, I would say they wanted to destroy themselves. If I didn't know.
A lot. Isn't it, Bill, again, left field. You and I have friends who say, I'm going to stay and fight. I decided to move because I said, okay, I understand your desire to stay and fight. I've contributed to political parties. I've made phone calls. I was active in my local political parties when I was there. But at some point I said, I'd rather my children grew up in a free state than in California.
Right.
How do you feel about those same arguments?
I think that at a certain time, when you live in a state where you're outnumbered by a bunch of idiots, which anybody who votes, you know, they keep talking about how close the race is in Pennsylvania between Fetterman and Oz, which astounds
right.
me because you got a guy who can't talk right now.
Right.
And he's polling. The only thing that would make it worse would be if he was dead. I'm sure he'd still be polling. And that's because for some reason, people just can't critically think. So when,
right.
you know, what you did was actually a bit of critical thinking because you got out there and you said, is this going to get fixed in my lifetime? No. Are there other places I can go and still be American where it isn't an issue? Yes. So you went. And
yep.
the people that want to stay there, and most people that want to stay there on the gun advocacy side, like say in California, they've left. A lot of the companies have deserted California and left. I've heard the same thing. I mean, when Agency Arms was one of my sponsors, and I would ask Mike Parks, who's a cop, why do you continue to operate in here? He'd tell me, well, it's my home. But now Idaho
yeah.
is his home.
Right. Yeah.
Because it's, you know, freedom beckons.
Yeah. Do you remember when, backing up, New York Governor Kathy Hochul said, yeah, if you don't toe the progressive line, you should leave this state.
Yeah. yeah.
She changed her tune the other day. She goes, oh, no, no, we're welcoming to everyone.
Sure.
I wonder if you have to be, you know, carry a bunch of alphabet letters behind your name to be welcome.
She's a leftist. It doesn't matter. And anything she says is either a lie most of the time or it's a spin.
Yeah.
That's
well, the good news is I do not have a degree in journalism, but I know how to ask a question, and numbers don't frighten me. So Democrat Senator Catherine Masto, she sponsored a bill to help states enact red flag laws. In theory, and what she says on her website, is that, yeah, we're trying to stop suicide. Relatives who are concerned can get the police involved. Well, there were always laws that you could get the police involved and have somebody get a mental health evaluation. But sadly, the laws that she advocated allow confiscation without any mental health treatment. In fact, without any legal representation at all.
Right.
But this isn't new. We've had those mandatory background checks and mental health laws that would allow involuntary confinement and firearms confiscation. We've had them for two decades in California, and we didn't see the rate of suicide fall compared to other states. So it's a hard sell. It makes a good soundbite, probably makes an awesome press release. But if you dig very far, it sounds a little hollow.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, that's the thing. I sit here and I say the same thing. You know what? We're going to run out of time. So, excellent points. Once again, thanks very much for joining me today. As always, glad that I caught you not going somewhere this particular week.
Who's coming up next?
Dan, Mr. Zimmerman, Truth About Guns. Hey, he's coming up next. Thank you once again for joining me.
My pleasure. See you next week.
Yes, sir. Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. Coming up next, it is going to be Mr. Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com as we catch up on the latest in the gun culture. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.